This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got something you want to share? Call 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI. You know, before we get to Steve, Nick...
Yeah.
I've been corrected by a listener here on the text line, and I did not realize this. I have been educated this morning.
Okay.
Liza Minnelli does have the original version of New York, New York. Her song was cut in 1977, and Sinatra redid the song in 1979.
Really?
Yes. So I've always thought of Sinatra's as being the original, Liza's as the original. So in this case, the original is not as good as the remake. The remake is much better with Frank.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, congratulations to Liza. It's a beautiful song. Sorry, but Frankie takes the cake, baby.
And we heard your version of the Beatles, Kansas City, going into break. I'm sorry. Yes. Wilbert Harrison's blows it out of the water.
Well, you didn't hear the whole song.
It doesn't matter. Wilbert Harrison's Kansas City is way better than the Beatles version.
Well, of course, we're up against that. Can we play like 10 seconds?
Well, it's the classic, too. I get it. Of course it is. But I loved hearing the Beatles play it themselves. The Beatles. It's freaking Beatles. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you what. Somebody who is maybe as big a rock star as the Beatles in these parts right now is joining us on the line. He is hot as a pistol, 3-0 again last week. It is Steve from Missona. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Scotso! A shaking, buddy.
Wow. Hot as a pistol, Steve.
Well, 9-1 speaks for itself. Good morning, Putin. How's things out there in Kansas City?
You know, I still think, guys, I'm up early today. We had a long day flying. I'm here. The pudding thing, like, can we put a little spice in the pudding here now? Like,
yeah, you know. Some points. What's something that's not quite as soft as pudding? I don't know. Oatmeal? I don't know. We'll have to come up with a different nickname for you.
Yeah, upgrade
okay,
me.
Okay, we'll upgrade to oatmeal. That's fine.
All right, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
And good morning to you too, Joe, on the other side of the glass. 9-1 speaks for itself, but that's not what I'm proud of. I'm more proud of, as Scotty didn't mention, the last 28 picks on this show, the fabulous Southern New England Sports Saturday radio program. I am 21 wins and 7 losses. Now, if you haven't gone to school lately, that's a 75% winning percentage. Anything over 62.7% is considered world-class handicapping. And there's a reason why I'm a 6-time world handicapping champion. I didn't stumble and wake up one morning and say, well, I can handicap NFL games. There's a reason, and that's the reason. Okay? Let's get that out in the open. Now, I stumbled across some interesting... I know we're pressed for time here, but I found an interesting stat. I've been telling Scotty for years and years and years, the single most important tool a handicapper can ever possess is turnover ratio. And I'm going to give you a stat that's going to blow your mind right now. The fourth best team in the No Fun League and turnover ratio is the Los Angeles Rams of Anaheim, plus 11. The fifth best team is the New England Patriots, plus 10. The sixth best team is the Kansas City Chiefy Weefies at plus 9. And the seventh best team in turnover ratio is, you guessed it, the New Orleans Saints at plus 8. And that should tell you all you need to know how important turnover ratio is. Cute stat. All right, let's get to the picks. The fourth best pick, and it's the side, is a Patriots-Kansas City game. I had all kinds of problems with this game, truthfully. One day it was Kansas City, next day it was New England, next day it was Kansas City, next day it was New England. Well, weather forecasts, long-range forecasts, freezing cold, polar Arctic blasts, and all this other stuff, I finally settled on the 3 points. And there's two reasons why I took the underdog Pats in this game. The first reason, the kicking game. On one side of the field, in silver, white, and blue, you have Steven Gostkowski. On the other side, in brilliant red, is Harrison Butker. Harrison Butker has missed 4 PATs already on the season. You know how many the other guy has missed? 1. Advantage, New England. And I don't think this game's going to fall on 3, by the way. I think it's going to fall on 2 or 1. So another advantage for taking the underdog plus 3. James White will be the X factor in this game. Kansas City must account for him. And he had 96 yards in the first game combined from scrimmage. He'll go over 100 yards this game combined scrimmage. So I'm going to back the points in the New England Patriots plus the 3.
All right.
The third best is we're going to do the total in the New Orleans game with Rams. It opened at 56.5. I'm sorry, it opened at 57 and it's down to 56.5. This is going to be a replay of the Week 9 45-35 game. And you can take a lot of stats out of that Week 9 game. But the Saints' defense is the key in this underbet. They are, in the last 9 games, 7 of those last 9 games have gone under 17 total points they've allowed. But you got to look closer into the numbers, and that's where I come in. If you look at the Week 17 game, the Panthers put up 33 points on that Saints defense, except the head coach, Sean Payton, rested 75% of the starters. So that number 17 should actually be closer to 16, 15, or 14. That's how you look into the numbers. Advantage, under. Aqib Talib will play in this game. He was absent, a no-show in the Week 9 45-35 game. That is an advantage for the under. I mean, I know that both teams like to run the ball. They both have tremendous running back cores, but I'm going to go under the 56.5.
All right.
The next one is a total, and it is a total in the New England Kansas City game. This game opened at 58, and within a half an hour, one sport book had it up to 59.5. Now, that was on the original forecast of 3 to 4 degrees above Fahrenheit, kickoff 640, winds out of the west-southwest at 8 miles an hour. Now, that weather forecast has been trashed. Now, it should be a balmy 28 degrees at kickoff and winds light and variable. I'm going to go over the 56 because of one simple reason. I have seen 2,000 projections, computer projections on this game, and the average total number is 59.5. Whether there's weather involved, whether there's no weather involved, whether they play this game on the moon. And speaking of the moon, by the way, out there in Kansas City, they're supposed to have a blood moon over the stadium at 6:40 Eastern Daylight Time. So I don't know if Nick is aware of that, but it's like a brownish red moon.
I'll keep my eyes out for it, Steve. Yeah, I'll keep my eyes out for it. I'll howl at it.
All right. So whether it's a blood moon or not, let's go over the very putrid and skinny 56.
Okay.
And that brings us to the best bet of the week. And there was a no-brainer here. It's the side and the Rams and the Saints. The New Orleans Saints opened up 3.5. The line's down to 3. Okay, we're going to back the New Orleans Saints minus the 3 for a lot of reasons. First of all, the Saints defense versus the rush, number 1 in the NFL, giving up a paltry 55.9 yards per pop. Zeke Elliott had 76 yards against that defense. Congratulations, Zeke. You rushed for more yards than any running back in the NFL all season long at 76 yards. If you're a trend better, okay, in the last 5 years, in the championship games, the home team is a perfect 10-0, straight up, 8-2, more importantly to me, against the spread. Advantage, the home team, last time I checked, is New Orleans. I told Scotty that I saw something in this game. I was talking to Scotty midweek, and the original live broadcast, I missed it. But then when they played a replay on NFL Network, I caught it. And what I caught was, I'm no scout. I don't profess to be a scout. Those guys are the best of the best at what they do. But I'm like a wannabe scout. And I saw Jared Goff in the fourth quarter, 6 times, the Dallas Cowboys defense dialed up pressure up the middle, the A-gap. And six times he threw some of the worst passes I've ever seen. Three were just plain incomplete. One was a drop, but the other two, that was what caught my eye. The other two were two interceptions that the Cowboy defenders dropped. One was by a linebacker right in the middle of his belly button. The other one was a safety that dropped it right in his hands. If he tries to throw the ball off his back foot against these guys, the show is over. I don't care if it's the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, 88th quarter. I don't care. If he tries that against these guys, it's going to be a blowout. So I'm going to back, as my best bet, the New Orleans Saints minus the three.
All right, Steve.
There you go.
You made a lot of money for the listeners the past few weeks.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned that, Scotty. Don't forget the kids at Hasbro Children's Hospital, okay? We're all making money here. Scotty, you can't lose money at 9-1 for the last 10. So let's keep in mind those percentage donation checks that I've been hopping on all the time. Keep them flying into the hospital, and that'll make yours truly one happy camper.
All right. Good stuff, Steve. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you before the Super Bowl in 2 weeks.
Okay, have a great sports weekend, guys. And go Bears.
All right. 3:30. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, big game for the Brown Bears against Yale. More on that in the headlines coming up in just a few minutes. Hour number one down, hour number two coming your way next on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.